Okay, so we should have on the phone now. Somewhere, actually, I have no idea where you are or what you're doing at the moment, but ahead of playing the single, we've got Alex Turner from Arctic Monkeys. Where are you? What can you see around you?
I'm just on some streets in London, down London.
Down in London, okay. I thought you were in a car travelling somewhere, but just kind of...
Oh, no, I have been, but I've jumped out of the car now.
You're cruising,
so
okay.
I can just go one-on-one with you.
Right, so it's just you and me and no one else.
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay, so sum up the past 48 hours for you then, the last 48 hours.
Last 48 hours?
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of photographs today. I've been taking, took many, many, probably most photographs I've ever had taken of me in one day. But it's been all right. A lot of pouting.
I was looking at the photographs in the NME. You look like Oliver in the photographs. Like, your eyes are absolutely massive, you know. Please, sir, can I have some more?
Yeah, I think that's been retouched. Felt like I'm made of rubber in them pictures.
You did. Did you get to wear any good clothes and kind of keep those clothes from the photo shoots?
I thought we usually just sort of wear his own gear. Every now and again, someone will bring a wild shirt and someone will give it a go. Like, in fact, Nick picked up a pretty good shirt on a photo shoot the other week we were doing. In America, and it got like this shirt that's a map of the world.
Oh my god!
It's pretty awesome, like, yeah.
And he kept it.
He kept it, yeah. Well, they gave it to him.
He's going to regret that. So, on the eve of unleashing your music, how do you feel? Does it kind of disturb your sleep? Do you get really nervous in your tummy?
Not really. Never usually about releasing a record. No. Sometimes, like big gigs and that. Like, I remember Glastonbury. I used to have like anxiety dreams than the months coming up to that performance that we did there. But usually, like, the record, I tend to not get that nervous about. Like, don't know why.
Well, that kind of implies that you feel really happy with it and you're 100% confident about it.
Yeah, I do really feel good about this one. We had a great time making it and looking forward to going and playing it. Yeah, it's usually the gigs where I get anxious, and then
really?
I'll have weird dreams where, you know, the field starts emptying and all that kind of thing. Like, yeah.
God. Yeah. Well, you've got your the Sheffield gigs. You won't have anxiety about that, because that will just be one big party. That'll be amazing.
Yeah, I think that will be party time that weekend. I'm really looking forward to that. First time we've done anything like that there. I mean, we did them a couple of years ago. We did them big shows in Manchester. But, like, it'd be cool to do something like that in Sheffield, I think. So we've got this big tent that they're going to set up on Don Valley Bowl and play a couple of nights there with Miles Kane, our dear friend, supporting us, and also Anna Calvey's doing one night and the Vaccines the other.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
And a couple of bands from up in Sheffield as well.
Yeah.
Neighbour Love and Dead Sums are going to play as well, yeah.
Yeah, just kind of giving stuff back to where you came from.
Yeah, it'll be good. Like, we did a hometown show arena, but I think this one that was really, really good, but I think this will be like a special one, because it's, you know, an event. And that. Yeah.
Hey, the other thing I read in the NME, Gary Barlow is going to be very happy with the compliment that you pay him.
That's it, I think. Great guy.
He's a really great guy.
From what I've seen, yeah. Yeah, he seems like a nice chap.
No, he is. I had Villagers were doing a session for me the other day, and they covered Back for Good. And Connor was just going, I just love Gary Barlow. I just think he's just a great songwriter. And it was just like, there's so much love for Gary coming out now.
That's it. Yeah, you can't deny it.
You can't. And what rating, with the album coming out, what rating do you expect reviewers to give it? What do you reckon? If it's out of 5?
That's a tough question.
Oh, I know.
Actually, I don't know, really. 5.
5-star, okay. And where does it suit, you know the album, you know how it sounds, where does it suit being listened to best? What environment, where should you be?
Matt says he's been having it on in his car quite a bit, and that, so that's, maybe that's a good, maybe it's a good one to drive to, like.
Okay, with the top off or the top down?
Well, depends, top off.
Top off, yeah, cruising, driving sort of record, okay.
Maybe, yeah, depending, in the rain, top down, I think it's one you can, it's like, cause I think that sometimes there's music you're meant to listen to on your own, and there's music to listen to with, like, other people around. I definitely think this falls in the latter category.
Okay, and if it were an alcoholic beverage, what would it be?
Oh, it would be, I don't know, maybe it'd be quite a colourful cocktail, I suppose.
A cocktail?
That makes it sound a bit camp or something, but that don't have to be that way. Don't look at it like that. You know, you could have a pina colada if you want and still be...
macho.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like a macho pina colada. Yeah.
All right, listen, thank you very much for doing this. And standout tracks, if you can give me two standout tracks, so when people do get to hear the album, what should they listen out for that you love yourself?
It keeps changing. I really like the first tune on the record. It's one called She's Thunderstorms. And so maybe I'll go for that. And I quite like this one, Library Pictures, I'd probably say them two right now.
Listen, thank you for talking to me. Have a great night. What's the plan for the rest of the evening?
I don't know, really, tonight, I think.
Pina colada.
We'll see how we go. Yeah, I don't know about that. It were a bit pina colada weather-wise earlier on, but it seems like it's just had a little shower a moment ago, didn't it? So it might be. But again, maybe you can have a cocktail in the rain. It sounds like a macho pina colada enjoyed in the rain.
In a thunderstorm.
There you go. Yeah. If you like, why not? I'm going to regret comparing it to a cocktail. Maybe it's more like a pint of warm bitter.
You said cocktail now. I'm not taking that out.
Definitely warm bitter, like hot smoke coming off it.
All right, Alex, thank you. Take care.
Ta-da. Bye.